Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I am.
Thank you. And now, what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices?
I'm voting.
Are you almost certain to vote, or would you probably vote?
Pardon me?
Are you almost certain to vote?
Oh, yeah, I got my mail-in ballot already.
Okay, almost certain to vote. Thank you. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
No, I wouldn't vote for a Republican if my life depended on it.
Should I regard it as Democratic then?
Mm-hmm, yes.
In what year were you born, please?
What I was?
In what year were you born?
Why is that important?
Just to make sure we represented everybody.
Yeah, I'm a senior citizen.
Okay, thank you so much. In that case, we can still proceed. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black?
White.
Hispanic?
White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think right now things are going in the right direction, and if you know who gets elected, I might as well move out of the country.
Wow. Okay, your opinion is important. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings over each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Yeah, Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Chad Klitschman?
Who?
Chad Klitschman.
I keep getting his stuff in the mail, and I don't like what I read, so unfavorable.
Okay, very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
How about Barbara Sharif?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
I don't recall that name at all.
Never heard of him. Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Chad Klitschman, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote?
Chad
Klitschman, Barbara Sharif.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain?
Very certain.
Thank you so very much. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Education, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, climate change and the environment, home and property insurance, healthcare, jobs and wages.
All of the above.
Okay. Now, well, which one issue is the most important to you? If you have to choose one.
To me, right now, the abortion rights is very important to me.
Protecting abortion rights, you said. Let me see. In this case, okay, just one moment, please. Yeah, I don't see that option available on this one, in this particular one. But which one should I select? Should I record for your answer?
What were the choices again?
Jobs and wages, healthcare, home and property insurance, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights, voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, education.
Yeah, protecting reproductive rights.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
You know, I was just talking to a friend of mine about that, and I have no clue.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, but if you would have to lean towards, would you say somewhat liberal?
I'd say moderate.
moderate, right? Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please, ma'am?
Some college.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Marilyn.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and thank you for your participation.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.